B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Hold on. Let me hit the proper musica right here.
That is my Avengers music, Pebbles. Because we're about to tell a story. You know what? First of all, Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop in our Get Up Crew. It sucks because... Aaron, say hello. I just want to make sure your microphone's working.
Hello.
There you go.
It's working.
Okay, that's Aaron, our producer. He would have been all over the news this weekend for being a hero, but he was upstaged by a cat. Did you see the story about the cat that fell at the football game?
Was it a football game?
It was a football game. It was a college football game. There was a cat hanging. And I still need to know how this happened. The cat was, it was the upper deck, like the facade of it, the end of it. The cat's just hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
The entire crowd is paying attention to the cat going like, this cat's going to fall. Because all of a sudden, like, one paw came off and you could see it hanging, but like a nail on the other paw. And like the crowd forgot about the game and started paying attention to the cat. Listen to this. There it fell. And they caught it. They caught
in a flag, like a bunch of people were. Yeah,
they were under. They caught it in a flag, and then they held the cat up like Mufasa from The Lion King to show everyone that it was okay. And that was great. That was a great story. But you know what? Stuff like that happens with cats. Anybody who has a cat, I have a cat. I see that multiple times a week. It's not hanging from a facade of a stadium, but he's constantly, like, he'll be hanging from, like, the second floor to the first floor and stuff, and you see it so much. Anybody who has a cat, you see stuff like that so much, from a curtain or whatever, that you literally get immune to it, and you just keep walking, and you're like, he'll be fine. He'll land somewhere and be fine. But, unfortunately, that story happening this weekend upstaged Aaron, our producer, who... saved the gentleman who what happened? His motorcycle fell on him?
Yeah, so he was like coming out of a turn, and I happened to see it. I was pulling out of my driveway to go get lunch, and I seen him just pull it out, and then I could see him like tip over with the bike. And when he tipped over with the bike, I was like, ooh. And then he
fell on him?
Yeah, like the bike fell on him, and it pinned his leg underneath, and he still had his hand on the accelerator, so he kind of like gave it some gas, and it drug him a little bit. And I was dang. So I flew across the street. Two cars drove by him, didn't even bother to help. So
they
ignored
him?
Yeah, they just drove right by him. And he's screaming like, help, help. So I was like, oh, dang. So I got out of the car. I'm like, is the bike out of gear? Like, what's going on? He's like, I'm pinned under the bike. It's not out of gear. I'm like, oh, crap. So I shut the ignition off. And now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to lift this bike up so I can get him out. So I ended up having to pick up the bike and get him out of it.
Yo, those things are heavy.
It is extremely heavy. And he got his leg out. I had it just up enough so he could get his leg out. And then two other gentlemen saw me doing this, and they came over, and they were like, oh, we ride bikes. Let's get this out of the road. We can help you. Let's all get the... So we all sat over there and helped him. I mean, his arm was torn up. His ankle was a little swollen and stuff like that. Yeah. It took him a few minutes to kind of get up, but we were like, guy, you're in shock. Like, relax, man, relax.
The best part is Aaron said the guy was missing a finger. And
oh, my God,
and
yeah.
They were like, oh, my God, did he lose it during this accident? But he was missing it from before.
The guy was hilarious. He's like, oh my God, let's make sure everything's all set. He goes, oh, I see you're missing a finger. Was that from this accident? No, I'm just kidding with you. But it was like one of those things where you had to kind of joke about it, because it was like he was in shock, so we needed to do something different that wasn't, you know. So I thank those two guys for coming out and helping. I'm glad the old guy's all right. He offered to buy us like lunch and stuff like that. We're like, no, don't worry about it. We just wanted to make sure you're all right. Everything's good.
Dude, you should have said Capital Grill. Let's go right now, bitch.
Well, he kept trying to be like, here, take like, he's like, here, take $100. Take this. Like, I'm like, no. I was like, guy, don't worry about it. I just want to make sure you're all set. Everything's safe. You're good. It's a beautiful bike you have, and there's no damage to it or anything else like that. So, I mean, you lucked out there. But, man, it was brutal.
So you're officially part of my Avengers team right here.
Ooh.
That's like right.
It. Well, super high, refresh my memory. Was I kicked off or am I still on? I can't remember.
You're in, but
spoke.
We're still trying to find a position for you. Maybe right now we're you're going to be the person that accepts the calls. You'll take people's calls and write down their emergency and pass it on.
That's no fun.
Well, I mean, what are you going to go out there and do? I know that you're a camper. You're going to start out. Okay, let's say
I have a lot of good survival skills.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say there's an apocalypse and the only way we can start a fire is by rubbing two pieces of wood together.
I got you.
You got us. There nice. We go. But yeah. Aaron, you are officially inducted. Oh, one more question. Did you end up taking money?
Yeah.
Yes. Because my team is, I forgot to mention that my team is going to be heroes for hire, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.